This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters as campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly election comes to an end this evening. In this phase, voting will be held on 6th November in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Janata Dal United, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress, among others, are addressing several rallies today. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the NDA will get a massive victory in the Bihar Assembly election. He said this while interacting with women in Bihar today under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program. He said the people of Bihar have made up their minds that this time NDA's victory will break the record of the last 20 years. He asserted that only the NDA can develop Bihar. The second round of special intensive revision exercise has been launched by the Election Commission of India today. The exercise is covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February 7, 2026. The GST Bajat Utsav started on the 22nd of September of this year with the reduction of GST on many items benefiting citizens across the country. The next-gen GST reform is a major boost for Kerala's farmers, artisans, coastal communities and small enterprises. Kerala's cashew processing industry, employing about 3 lakh workers, now attracts 5% GST. Similarly, the coffee belt around Wayanad sees major benefits as tax rates on instant coffee and preparations are reduced from 18% to 5%. In the spice sector, the GST on Malabar pepper has been cut from 18% to 5%, supporting small hill farmer growers and processing clusters. Meanwhile, GST on fisheries and seafood processing has been cut to 5%, further reducing prices of products in the state. Furthermore, Ayurvedic drugs and wellness services are now taxed at 5%, resulting in cost savings of approximately 6 to 11%. The reforms have lifted the tax burden across key sectors in the state. President Draupadi Murmu, addressing the 28th convocation of Kumaon University in Nainital, Uttarakhand today, said that education is not just a means of self-reliance but also an inspiration for the development of society and the nation. Describing Uttarakhand as the land of divinity and valor, she paid tribute to the freedom fighters and noted the significant role of state's youth in defending the nation. She reaffirmed that the government's goal is to make India a developed nation by 2047 and that the youth will play the most crucial role in achieving this vision. The government has said that India aims to achieve 300 million tons of steel capacity by 2030 and 500 million tons by 2047. Secretary of Ministry of Steel Sandeep Pondrik said this while addressing the inaugural session of the CII Steel Summit 2025 in New Delhi today. Mr. Pondrik called the steel industry the backbone of the national economy and a key enabler in realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. The Tamil Nadu State Police arrested 3 persons in connection with a sexual assault incident of a college student at Coimbatore. The incident took place near Coimbatore International Airport on 2nd November. As per initial findings by the police, the accused were construction workers. The gang had involved in a sexual assault after assaulting her boyfriend, aged 25 years. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar in New Delhi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it paves the way for a durable and lasting solution. The minister said that both India and Israel face a particular challenge from terrorism and it is essential for both nations work together towards ensuring a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestation. India has sent 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 vials of rabies immune globulin to Timor-Leste to help the island nation tackle a rabies outbreak. India also reaffirmed its role as a trusted and reliable health partner to the Global South. According to the World Health Organization, Timor-Leste reported its first human rabies case in March 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.